Wait. Oh, we're recording.
You noob.
This show is rated R. It is not intended for people.
Who's it for?
Fucked if I know.
Man, you guys are useless.
A little slow on the uptake.
Theme music. Okay.
Okay, now we have some blank spot for our theme music, and,
Oh, once again.
Oh, we're not supposed to announce that that was a blank spot.
Oh, they're not gonna know anyway, but it's we like did it in the last episode, too.
It's like all of our real crickets.
They existed at one point in time.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
So welcome to FIC, episode 2. It's a real number. A whole number. An existing number. And it is not imaginary.
As opposed to all of the other real numbers that are parts of the infinite numbers of infinity.
Except well, for the last three shows have been 1.33, 1.66, and 1.99 respectively.
Ah, so it's a real number.
Exactly.
So it's a whole number. Because they're still real numbers. They're not in the imaginary set, because we weren't doing any square roots by a negative number.
Oh, but I was imagining things.
Hi.
What, that they were real shows?
Oh, there was the first one, 1.3. Yeah, it doesn't even exist. I should just delete it.
Probably.
Oh, you don't understand. But, so, yeah, as should have been apparent by the last show, we did, in fact, have a Nick return.
Yes! I've returned!
Unfortunately.
Oh.
In one piece.
I came back from Australia. We actually had something planned before the show about what we were going to talk about.
Holy shit.
Stop telling them!
You're not supposed to know that, Nick.
Oh, they're not supposed to know that we planned?
Yeah, exactly.
God, you ruined it all!
Yes. Well, I actually brought my itinerary to use as a mind jog, and what the
AAA bills do not count as an itinerary.
That's not a AAA bill. That's the number I'm supposed to call to get a new power cord for my laptop.
Apparently, Nick's idea of a mind jog is looking at things going, what the fuck is this doing here?
I don't remember any of this.
Sounds like my first semester at college.
That sounds about right.
Well, let's see here. I got
he has lots of pictures of himself for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
He's narcissistic. What do you expect?
Just a tad bit vain.
Okay.
Let's see. You're forgetting things.
What?
What's he forgetting?
Quickly, an email address.
Oh, we're supposed to give that out at the beginning?
Yeah.
What's really?
What's the point of giving it out at the beginning?
So they can call in the middle.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's what... No, they call when we give them the phone number.
Exactly.
So the email isn't really a call. It's so they can email us in the middle of the show.
Same idea.
Okay.
It's so they can contact us in one shape, form, or of another.
Yes. So first we'll start with our email address.
Because it's always polite.
Yes. Which would be F-I-I-K podcast at gmail.com. That's
which
all one word.
Not G-M-A-L-E. We did get a lack of emails this week. Of course, this is Thursday, and I just posted it today, so that's really irrelevant. That was the wrong word.
You want to say erogenous for a sec.
Of course, this isn't a live show. It doesn't matter if they call us in the middle, but we're not going to let them know that, right?
Shh.
You speak too much.
Anyways, so to give our email address again, that's FIIKPODCAST at gmail.com, and if you don't know gmail.com, yet again, you still are not worthy of our worthiness. Of worthy.
And I'd like to
I was going.
Point out that I refuse to give Nick any other information to announce in the email, because that's all he knows.
Hey, I remember this week that we're at FIIK.podomatic.com.
Oh my god.
But you're supposed to give that
He's
part,
learning.
Me.
Yes. Yes.
Fear for your lives.
I am.
And
I'm clutching my prostitute
our phone
in fear.
Our phone number starts with 206, 204.
No.
Oh.
Close.
I knew the first five numbers of a 10-digit phone number.
He's learning. Anyway.
You were close.
Our website is, in fact, http://FIIK.podomatic.com. Podomatic.com.
Podomatic's all one word.
It's all one word. It's one big line with a few periods and things in it.
Of course, they should already have that website if they have our podcast.
In theory.
Unless people actually start sharing and swapping our podcast.
Ooh, that's a frightening scary thought.
That would be awesome! Then we would be popular!
But
that's not going to happen.
Wait, then we would be the popular kids.
It hasn't happened in our lives so far.
And
wouldn't
that like
defeat it's
the whole purpose
now
of being an outcast to begin with?
Does it count if you're popular among outcasts?
I don't know.
Exactly.
If that's it does, then I gave that up during high school.
Yeah.
Well, there went your point of living. We got some nice cables here. Oh, wait, we need them to talk. Never mind. We also do have a voicemail, which we have one of our in-studio guests, which is currently somebody else's basement, again, to give us our phone number for voicemail, because we haven't gotten any yet. Of course, nobody's had anything to listen to yet, so...
What?
Phone number.
Over your mouth.
Oh, the phone number. 1-206-203-3445. Send us some love.
Oh, yeah. Or blowjobs, because we always need more.
Or prostitutes.
And here you go.
So, wait. Are we going by your first name or your last name?
First name or last name what?
How
are
we
referring
to
you so that people don't know your full name?
Oh, Dan works perfectly.
Okay.
All right, then. Well, obviously, we have two people in our makeshift studio once again. That is, of course, Dan. And we have a Lund. One
theoretically.
Of them.
There's second most magnificent person on the face of this planet. Obviously, the first most magnificent person is David Hasselhoff.
Who can argue with that?
Fuck, I'm German. I'm screwed. I'm just gonna cry. Alone. I can't talk, and we're doing an audio podcast. I'm fucked royally.
It's okay. I get to talk about my trip to Australia.
Which no one wants to hear.
Aww.
Ozzy.
You guys don't want to hear about my trip to Ozzyland?
Well, I've heard it already. Twice.
Oz.
I'm pretty
Oz
sure the people...
We don't do that during
Oz
this.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Common sense.
Still.
Huh? What? Oh, I was supposed to talk. About Ozzyland?
Or he just wants to whistle.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. He's just looking at me weird and whistling. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Is it a hint? No, he's waving his eyebrows and giving me a cheeky smile.
I think he's trying to hit on you.
Well,
I think he's trying to get
you
into
what?
That.
I think I want to start with something before you start talking about Oz.
I'm not talking about Oz.
There you are.
Oz is OZ.
Okay. Tell
OZ.
Shelby that.
What?
So tell Shelby that.
Shelby
Way?
Yeah. Well, we're not supposed to give... Wait, no. Yoy's not her real last name. I keep forgetting that. Well, you just always say it together.
I just hope to God Yoy is not someone's actual last name. That'd feel somewhat bad for them.
That would be funny.
It would be very funny. I'd laugh at them, but then I would be inclined to feel bad.
Shelby might actually just change her last name to Yoy just because it flows so well together.
Or her middle name.
Possible, but I don't think her parents would agree with that too much.
Like, they would agree with her changing her last name.
Well, maybe she could just claim she got married to some Japanese guy.
Named Yoy.
With the last name of Yoy.
Was Shelby the one, the house that we ended up at during...
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't think anyone here's met Shelby.
All I've done is read random conversations between you and her.
I've talked with her.
The only reason I asked that is
possibly.
Because...
Possible.
Was that during my... When I went to prom my sophomore year and I randomly ended up with you
no.
at that house?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
I have met Shelby.
Okay, I've been beaten.
It's Armageddon.
Wow, the first half of this is going to sound really boring to everyone else.
Oh, well.
Skip it.
Make it sound interesting. Just make up some shit.
All you gotta do is add in some robots and some ninjas.
You were really close to Japan. I'm pretty sure you can fit Godzilla in there somewhere. Fuck the Echo.
You also gotta put in a couple pirates. You need pirates.
Ninjas.
I actually asked them about
anyway.
The pirate problem.
There's a pirate problem?
Well, I asked them what was the issue with pirates. And then they asked me if I had issues.
dude. Pirates are on the comeback.
We do. Well, yeah, it's called the internet.
When National Geographic runs a special on pirates and all their magazines, anyways, they're making a comeback.
That's so what did you want to talk about before Ozzyland?
Wonderful, wonderful, beautiful new, semi-new, partially new, 4 episodes in anime that I disturbed everyone with.
Yay!
Oh, I should probably write that down. No,
so
came across a we should really stay
away from. If you are a fan of Cartoon Network, much like myself, and watch many Cartoon Network shows. Cartoons. I call them shows.
Yeah, they are.
They're shows to me.
They are shows.
You just gave me a weird book when I said shows and referred to Cartoon Network at the same time. As if they weren't actually shows and they were only cartoons.
Or maybe they were
like the way my dad likes to refer to them.
It's a show on the television. Making it a television show, which is what we call shows.
My dad gives me the same look when I refer to cartoons as shows.
Placenta?
What?
I don't know.
How many?
2.
Okay.
Sure. Let's go.
So, the daytime cartoons have actually gotten a lot better recently.
Oh, it's quite possible.
Like, Shaolin Showdown is pretty good.
Are you kidding? Pretty good? This one is horrible. You're out of your damn mind.
I know. It's better than what they had, like, a couple years ago. For the past couple years, actually.
I don't count the past couple years.
Like, the past, like, 6 or 7 years have been just shit for daytime cartoons.
I was gonna say.
Daytime.
Why would you want daytime cartoons? There's no one home to watch them.
I don't have a job.
Well, I don't either, but I have WoW for that, so it's okay.
So, yes, Cartoon Network has officially approved Japan to recreate one of their precious, precious cartoons.
Precious.
Precious.
It's a cartoon. Wondering. Which would only make a show if you watch Cartoon Network.
I don't. Anyway, Japan got a hold of Powerpuff Girls. And it's a cartoon anime. It's really good. It's called Powerpuff Girls C. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's because it's the second one.
Well, maybe.
Just like Dragon Ball.
I think they're making fun of Dragon Ball, actually.
They probably are. I mean, it is the most cliche thing I've ever watched.
Oh, it's a horribly cliched anime.
They even had fighting like DBZ.
No. The fights didn't drag on for years on end.
Or episodes.
We stopped in the middle of a fight.
No, we didn't. We watched the entire episode over Doug's house.
No, you watched half the episode.
Half.
I played the second half. Because that was the more amusing part. Actually,
I wasn't really paying attention.
I just fast-forwarded through so you guys could see them be existing instead of the fight with Mojo Jojo in the beginning. Damn Echo.
Then take it off!
But I don't want headphones. To.
Is that Bob's shirt?
No.
No, that's just a popular shirt. I have that shirt, too.
Okay. Because I think Bob has the same thing.
He does, actually.
Yeah. It took me a minute.
A minute? We've been hanging out with Doug for 2.5 hours now.
Shh. It's a minute in one time.
Don't say anything. Anyway, that's all I really wanted to say is I'm going to disturb as many people as possible by making them watch this show.
And Kyle has a lazy eye.
What?
That freaked me out yesterday.
Kyle has a lazy eye?
Yes. I never noticed it before, and apparently it's not all the time, and it's very, very rare that his eye actually does do the whole lazy eye thing. But I noticed yesterday, and I freaked out, because I just screamed it in the middle of Denny's. And then, apparently, he really hates it when people tell other people.
Well, it could be worse.
Oops.
You could be me, Dan, Tim, Poe, and Bob. God. And go into Denny's, and the waitress looks at you and goes, "Oh, God, you guys were the ones talking about killing people yesterday."
And then
maybe?
And then she didn't talk to us for the next half hour.
Yeah, it took us a little while to get our food. That was kind of irritating.
A little what? She ignored us for a half hour. She didn't even come near our table. She avoided us like the plague.
Well, you do smell pretty bad, Dan.
Well,
Nick. Kyle listens to this.
I know.
Oh, jeez.
He's gonna kill me.
Well, I'll laugh as he beats your ass. Or flails at you. One
or
two.
Or you can use magic DM powers to keep him at bay.
Take pictures. I have a camera. We can take pictures.
Okay.
It's the same camera I used when I went to Ozzyland. Unfortunately, I already got rid of all the pictures that were on it, so I can't show you the pictures right now.
That wouldn't help Ozzyland, because we're not supposed to be talking about that.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, so let's see here. It was like a 4-hour flight from here to Dallas, and then we had like an hour layover in Dallas, the Dallas Fort Worth Airport. Then we flew on a 3-hour flight over to LAX. That's LA's airport. For those of you that couldn't put one in one and make one. With one.
I play Papamundo. Oh, I did play Papamundo, so I know some of those.
Sorry. You actually know the airport codes?
Yeah.
Jeez. What the hell's Papamundo?
Virtual music game.
It's where he gets to pretend that he's good at music.
Oh, God.
No. It's the idea.
Oh, no, you don't even get to play music. You get to be, like, a lead singer or something.
Basically, it's like managing a band.
Oh, yeah, right. You're the agent for a band. You're not even the band.
Actually, you are. Well, your character is part of the band that you're running. And you micromanage the band.
Anyways, so then it was a 13-hour flight down to Australia, which ended up taking 3 days. Because we left on a Monday and landed on a Wednesday.
I thought it was Tuesday and Thursday.
No. Wait. No. Yes.
You sure?
Wait. What does this say? Oh, Wednesday. Landed on a Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah. I have my itinerary. It says Wednesday. It starts on Wednesday.
But you left on a Tuesday.
No. I left on a Monday.
But you hung out with your dad on Monday. This will sound like this entire argument. When did you write your itinerary?
I have no clue. I didn't write the itinerary. They gave it to me.
What?
Oh, that's what the company gave them.
Yeah. Well, it's probably based on Australia.
They didn't give me
time.
This one I photocopied of the one they did give me. Because I destroyed the other one while I was in Australia.
Nick.
Well, I didn't want to carry around the whole thing. I only ripped out the page I needed.
Huh? 1.3 was recorded by myself because you fell asleep.
Huh?
Did I go to work? I don't remember. No, it was a Sunday night. Sunday, Monday morning.
Whatever. I'm going to get back to my story. It's my story. It happened the way I want it to.
Okay.
I left on Monday and landed on Wednesday.
Sure.
Anyways. Now I'm confused.
Good.
Anyways, so I did my job. Landed at 7:30 in the morning, Australia time. And I wasn't really able to sleep on the plane because I have trouble sleeping on planes. And, because also we were riding coach, and the food sucks, and you can't lean back, and all the normal airplane complaints. Although it was really cool, because you had, like, a little screen for each person in the back of the seat in front of you for the international flight, and you could play video games and stuff.
Nice.
They had, like, Tetris. They didn't have a breakout game.
Do 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 do.
Anyways,
I had to remove the headphones for that because the echo would throw me off.
Anyways, so landed at 7:30 in the morning, jumped on a tour bus and drove all around Sydney for a while. And the tour guy gave us like local history and stuff. I forget names and dates and stuff. I remember a few cool things, but it's not going to be interesting unless, you know, I know the names and stuff. But, they basically kept us awake after being up for 13 hours on an airplane flight.
That was nice of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was our early time going to bed, because we got to go to bed around 7.
Oh, but I'm sure you've slept for a very long time. And speak up.
The next day, we woke up at 8 a.m.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Well, that was the longest night's sleep we got.
That's 13 hours. That's not bad.
Anyways, they ended up, they dropped us off a little bit, I think.
did they? No, they didn't. We didn't have what day? We had breakfast that day.
Those bastards. Jackasses.
You didn't have food that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't eat that day. Oh, no. No, that's right. We had a really early lunch. We had like a brunch sort of lunch. Except they called it lunch.
Was it continental?
No, I had to pay for it myself. But walked around an area called The Rocks, which is one of the older areas of Sydney. It's part of the original settlement where they had all sorts of pubs and hotels. That was pretty much it. It's just pubs and hotels.
Well, in a prison colony, what do you need more than pubs and hotels?
Apparently a sheep farm.
Touché.
And maybe a prison.
Let me explain this further. No, I'll explain it further later when I get to that part. Because we went to a sheep farm at one point, and I'll explain how. Anyways, so that night we went to a place called. We checked into the Carlton Crest Hotel, which is a really nice hotel. It's like a 4-star hotel. It was pretty good. Not much to say about it. They had like a heated swimming pool outside. Since it's like the middle of winter there.
Yeah, because, you know, 50 degrees is oh so freezing.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's freezing cold for them. And actually the wind did pick up quite a bit, so it was a bit chilly. It was enough that I actually put on like...
a jacket?
Pants?
A sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt weather doesn't count. I call that October.
Yeah.
But it was July.
You have a point in that because it's October.
It's like winter in like Tennessee. You know, it's not really it's cold enough that it's like, whatever. Anyways, so nice 4-star hotel. They had a heated swimming pool and a nice jacuzzi and stuff. A really nice jacuzzi.
I'm sure you and your girlfriend tested it out.
Yeah, I'll get to that part later too. Well, we almost... anyways, so we went to a place called the Little Snail Restaurant. Really nice, like, 4-star restaurant as well. I had kangaroo there, and the kangaroo was awesome. They had, like, this really cool sauce that they put it in.
Let me guess, tastes like chicken?
No.
I was about to
tastes
say
tastes more
that.
Like pork and chicken, if you like to crossbreed them. And then it had the consistency of, like, eating a steak.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, it was delicious.
I'm gonna have to go down there and kill some kangaroo now.
They had some like raspberry sauce that they put on it too, which made it taste like candy.
Oh.
Oh yeah, it was like one of the best steaks I've had in quite a while.
He loved.
I highly recommend the Little Snail Restaurant in Sydney, because if they ever hear our podcast, they're 4. I give them 4 stars, only because they serve tourist groups.
I was fucking tourists.
I was in a tourist group, so I could say that. Anyway, so like I said a little bit before, we got to bed early that night at 7. Anyways, I went swimming in the pool for a little bit, me and Leslie. So Leslie's my girlfriend, for those of you that don't know.
Like
everyone.
You
said that.
Huh?
So I think we've said that.
I've said it in a previous episode. I'm just reminding people.
I know.
Because people might just start listening from this episode on and never listen to the old episodes.
Not to mention, people don't have memories. You can't expect them to, you know, remember everything.
I barely remember what I had for breakfast there.
You ate breakfast?
Yes. See, breakfast at hotel.
That's a cheat sheet. It doesn't count. Pieces of paper do not count as your brain.
I was just about to say that. I woke up at...
time.
I woke up at like 8. No, because we left it around 8. Anyways, so woke up, had breakfast at the hotel. Then we headed out to, do they have the actual name? No, they don't have the actual name of the place we went to, but it was an Opal Discovery Center. Opals are basically like a really popular, they're not really popular gem, but they're a very rare gem.
Nick?
What?
Anyone listening to the show with a vagina is going to know what an opal is.
Okay.
Or anyone that was born in October.
Just
explaining, because I didn't know what an opal was till I went to Australia. But apparently, the best opals in the world come from Australia. The ones that come from, like, Africa, which is the only other place that has opals, apparently. The opals there are very unstable, and they degrade a lot more.
Oh, I thought they would cry.
Like, the flare in them goes away quicker and stuff.
I don't know. I was kind of hoping for explosive opals. That would make for some interesting fights.
Yeah, so well, if they're disable.
Never know.
Disable.
Unstable.
That's it! This is why we have Nick talking today.
Doug can't think. Anyways, so...
That was in my ear. It was in front of the microphone, but in my ear.
It was amplified in his ear, though.
True.
And all the listeners are going to hate you more.
Well, they love me.
I'm sure they don't.
Especially oh, five Kyle. Of them love me.
I think we have five? More than five.
No, we yell at more than five to listen. But I think we only have five.
Well, we have four here, so who's the extra one?
Exactly. Paul.
Oh, just, I don't think Paul listens. He just gets calmed into joining. And
I listen to our show.
Kyle does.
Kind of like I got conned into being on the
Anyways,
show.
So, the opal, there's a type of opal there that they only have in Australia called black opal. And it's basically opals are... The name of an opal is decided upon the rock it's taken that are around it. They have white opals, boulder opals, and black opals. White opals are mined out of white, light-colored rocks, and boulder opals are out of more reddish-colored rocks, reddish to dark brown, and then black opals are pulled out of black rocks. Apparently, Australia is the only place where you can get black opal. And it's only a very small area of Australia that you can get black opal from. Very, very expensive. Saw a little piece that was like this big, which that doesn't help our listeners at all.
About an inch.
Not even.
Not like, even. Half an inch.
Quarter.
Like a centimeter.
Placenta.
It's Australia. It was a centimeter.
Fuck the metric system.
It was a centimeter in length, and it was a tear shape. And they had it set in a necklace... it looked like a silver necklace, and it was,
a lot of money.
What was it? It was enough that you could buy a house instead. Yeah. That's the exact face I made when looking at it. And then I turned to Leslie and said, "You're not getting one."
You have chosen wisely, sir.
We peaked.
Well, I was thinking about getting her one of the really cheap ones, but the cheapest one that they had in the store we went to was like $60,
which means like $20 American.
Canadian.
So that'd be like $10 American.
It was more than I was willing to spend on the first day in Australia.
Oh, I get fucked like that when I went to the convention last couple months.
See, ago. I actually plan ahead. I learned from other people's mistakes.
Oh, but see, you had like 2 weeks. I had 3 days. I wasn't that worried. And a credit card.
Yeah. Leslie was only able to get stuff off of her credit card on the way back.
Uh-ohs.
Oh, it's okay. I would have had to stop by an ATM if I wanted to get anything. Well, no, I ran into a dilemma when we were in the last airport coming back, because I still had $50 Australian. And I was like... Or no, I had $100 Australian. Because it was my emergency money. Like... Oh shit, the bus left without us. How am I getting back to the hotel? It was that money. And we were in the airport, and, it's the last stop, and I still went back to the U.S. with 50 Aussie dollars, and then got them converted and got, like, $29. The exchange rate was really shitty that day.
Wow. I would have just saved it.
I already have a ton of cash that I saved.
But that was like a ripoff.
I really didn't care. Plus, I didn't have any American money on me, and I was really hungry. Because airplane food really, really sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Anyways, So I went to this Opal Discovery Center, and they showed us a video and stuff and talked about it, and then let us try it. And then they tried to sell us stuff in their store. I forget the name of the place that did it. They get an okay rating with me. Maybe this day was the... Yeah, this day is the day that we got to eat in the rocks.
Wait, you ate rocks?
What? No.
Then, quickly.
Anyways, so, after the Opal Discovery thing, we went on a cruise through the harbor, because Sydney is a harbor city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a really, really nice harbor. Did you just... I don't know. Doug's clicking at things.
I do things.
Making random noises appear for our listeners so that they're like, what the hell was that?
Or either that or he's looking at porn.
Probably. He said he has an internet connection, so...
The internet is for porn, so...
Of course it is.
What else is it used for?
Wow. Anyways, Harbor Cruise was really nice.
Guild Wars.
I got tons of pictures of that. I'm eventually going to upload the pictures to the internet. I don't know whether or not I'll be sharing that with our listeners or not. But
I'm pretty sure they're going to see them all, because I think we're still a... Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we have one listener that is some random guy.
Oh, Dave, what's his name?
Yeah, just some random guy found us on Podomatic and started listening to us, which was really cool.
I don't know if he still listens to us. You should call us and tell us you still listen to us.
Yes, or email us, or check our website.
Wait, either way...
Don't check our website. Just post on our boards on our website.
Either way, harass them.
Because, Dave, we love you. You're our first non-friend listener.
Yeah, he was. His name was Dave, right? He's been a friend since episode zero.
Yeah. He friended us on episode zero. That was before anyone else.
Yeah. Damn.
So, we love you, Dan. Dave.
Dan.
Dave. Dave. Thanks. We love you, Dave.
What, you don't love me either?
No.
You smell funny. I already said that.
Yeah, you smell like a girl.
That's not funny. That's smelling pretty.
That sounds about right.
No, he smells like a funny girl.
College roommates. Ugh.
Funny smelling girl. I don't know. Anyways, so then had lunch in the rocks. Apparently, Sydney has the biggest Chinatown outside of San Francisco. Are you gonna... Don't drop those on the...
Maracas! Or in a better term,
and
dice.
Getting our listeners even angrier at us as they try to listen intently to me.
You are making noise, Dan. Yes, that's noise. I can hear it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. I've been doing that. I've been doing that for the past 25 minutes or so.
That was worse.
Anyways, I should probably hurry this up.
Oh, yeah. We're at, like, 32
minutes.
You probably should just
mention one thing from each day, Nick.
Yeah.
Or mention the things you liked.
Yeah, just start hauling ass on.
Went to a dinner that night that was really nice. There was a lot of dancing and stuff because they had an Australian bush band there, which they turned out not to be a bush band after I bought their CD. They turned out to be an Irish band.
Jesus.
But they were playing Australian bush band songs that night. There was lots of dancing and stuff. It was all hosted by this Frederick Swan guy, which was one of the guys that was putting together this whole Voices in the House thing, which I'll get to later.
You're getting to a lot of things later.
Let's see.
Yeah,
here.
You are.
Yeah. That Friday,
pants.
Went to a wildlife park. Basically, it was sort of like a zoo where you could actually walk up and pet every animal that wouldn't bite off your hand.
Well, it's usually a good thing when they don't let you bite or pet the ones that will bite off your hand.
Yeah, yeah. Like they wouldn't let us get near the croc and the dingoes, but the dingoes were so cute. They were like little puppy dogs. And they actually had a pin of little puppy dogs that you could walk, dingoes that you could walk up and pet.
They'll bite off your hand.
No, they were that long.
Yeah, they'll bite off your hand.
They were like less than a foot long.
They'll try.
They were so cute.
They can try.
I pet them.
They'll nibble off a finger.
Got to pet a koala.
Pervert.
Really, really soft. Although really, really stinky. Koalas smell horrid.
Worse than
me.
It's
nice to know.
No, you smell funny, not bad.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Anyways, got to pet a kangaroo. Kangaroos are really cool. They're like petting a soft-haired dog, sort of.
He skinned a kangaroo.
Or a rat. No, I bought a kangaroo hide for my mom. Which, customs gave us some trouble for because they thought we said we were hiding a kangaroo.
the customs lady, she looked at us and was like,
"You're hiding a kangaroo?"
"No, a kangaroo hide, like kangaroo skin." She was like, "You skinned a kangaroo?" "No!"
This
we
is
bought it in a souvenir shop.
This is classic Nick panicking when there's authority questioning him.
You have yet to see Doug panic.
Doug doesn't really panic.
I don't panic.
Yeah, no,
I'm the person informing the police officers to ignore Nick because he always gets that way.
Yeah, Nick does seem to panic quite a bit.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Oh, he didn't catch that. It's probably a good thing.
Was this the time that you got?
Oh, we didn't get pulled over. It was just a story I was telling Nick while we were driving around because his dad got hit in the head with this.
That Saturday was. Yeah. That Saturday was Leslie's first time rehearsing with the Masked Choir. All right, the whole reason why Leslie and I went to Australia in the first place is for a festival called Voices in the House, where they have some people from. Some people from Britain and some people from, apparently, Michigan and L.A.
Britain! L.A. Michigan! Where the fuck's Michigan? Oh, a little bit to the east.
And some people from Australia all coming together and singing in the Sydney Opera House. It was all hosted by Frederick Swan and some other guy.
Yeah, you probably should have started with this.
Yeah, probably.
Don't get people... Anyway.
Well, no, they wanted their names to be broadcasted.
Oh,
and
no.
They did. They put on a very excellent concert, I must say.
It was just the Michigan.
Oh, why did they choose Michigan? I don't know. They chose random choirs. They chose, like, most of the choir was made up out of people out of Michigan. Then they had a choir from Britain and, a choir from L.A., and then another choir from some old lady choir from somewhere in Australia.
Church?
Huh?
Church?
Probably.
Was it from Florida?
Florida's not in Australia, you idiot.
Didn't hear that part. Sorry.
Anyways. I think it was an old lady choir. I don't know. I shouldn't be saying that as a certainty. And I'm sorry if any of them hear this and they're not.
They're all old ladies.
Says Lund, not me, the person that went on the trip. Anyways, so they basically have had three different concerts that they were setting up. I'll get into what each concert was when I get to that part in the itinerary. But Leslie had her first mass rehearsal with them, and they had a bunch of non-singers tagging along with people so that they can, you know, get the group discount of going to Australia and exploring and whatnot, so that, you know, there's a tour group. Well, so the other tour group people... sorry, Lund's trying to distract me with visual gags.
Anyways. Just for reference, we're at 40 minutes already.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, this can just be called the Australia show. Alright, so I went on a tour to Manly, which is another area of Sydney with a nice beach and stuff. I took lots of pictures. Looking at things. I'm done with that. Next day, went to the sheep farm. Apparently, the sheep industry is what turned Australia from just a prison colony to, like, an actual colony and you know, put them on the world market and stuff. 90% of the world's wool or something like that. Some huge number like that of the world's wool comes from Australia.
75% of all statistics are bullshit.
It's true. That's a bullshit statistic.
Anyways, so, I heard it was only 0.1% of all statistics are bullshit.
No, I'm pretty sure it's closer to like 92.
Either way, that statistic is bullshit, so it doesn't really matter.
Anyways, so went to a sheep farm for most of the day. Had like had an outback barbecue there and stuff. It was pretty good. They showed us how to crack bull whips and
inseminate the cattle.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. They didn't show us how to
I was going to say...
There was no cattle. There were sheep.
I was going to say, you probably already...
Of course, I'm not denying the inseminating. But, anyways, they sheared sheep and stuff. They showed how they actually wrangle sheep. They had boomerang demonstrations and stuff. Let's see here. The next morning, Leslie and I went up... Oh, no, that's not the next morning, because I didn't flip to the back.
Jackass.
Yeah. Okay, so they had... they had their first performance Sunday night in the Sydney Town Hall. I'll give you one guess why they call it the Sydney Town Hall.
Is it in Sydney?
Yes.
Is it the Town Hall?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Wow, you guys are sharper than the people that were on our bus.
Oh, snap.
Well, the tour bus guy, he was like, so, do you know why they call it the town hall? Everyone in the, you know, in the bus sort of just looked around at each other like, no. And he's like, well, it's the town hall. And everyone was, you know, did the retarded, oh, stupid, I laugh. But yeah, they had their town hall performance that night. I think I actually have this out of order.
Probably.
Yeah.
Good job.
Anyways.
You know, you probably should just mention your three favorite things right now, and then we get to BS about shit.
Yeah, okay, so then we flew up to Cairns. Cairns was really cool. Got to go... Yeah, I've got this all in reverse order. got to go up to Cairns. Cairns is how they pronounce it there. With the Australian accent, Cairns, because they don't pronounce R's barely at all, or
kinda like
I's.
Kind of like the British don't pronounce H's.
Yeah, something like
I'm
that.
I'm going ohm.
So, while we were up there, took a catamaran cruise.
I was waiting for catamaran. You're like, wait, what?
Catamaran.
I don't care. I heard
it's
catamari.
It's not. We love catamari.
I heard catamaran.
So, yeah, we took a catamaran cruise up to the Great Barrier Reef, went snorkeling there, went with a snorkeling tour at first with a marine biologist, which was really cool, explained all sorts of things that I'm not going to explain now.
Apparently,
mostly
because
you're not a marine biologist.
Yeah, the marine biologist looked like a burnout surfer dude. Although it didn't look like he smoked, he just looked like he spent too much time in the sun. You know, bit sun-baked there. There's no gravestone. Sun-baked marine biologist on his thing.
I'm doodling. I just wrote Australia.
Got to touch a sea turtle. The marine biologist didn't see me do that. He strictly told us not to touch any plant or wildlife, so... I touched a sea turtle and...
So, Nick, clearly ignored him.
And I accidentally kicked some coral.
Oops.
Well, the coral was, like, a foot under the water, and he was swimming over it, and I was trying to follow, and I wasn't able to keep up, so I kicked a little bit harder, and when I kicked harder, my foot went down further, and I accidentally kicked the coral, but don't tell him that.
No, just tell the world safe with us. Instead.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. You know what? Let's just bullshit now, because nothing else is really interesting enough, and we're out of time, pretty much.
No, we're at 43. Yeah, we're almost...
If we start closing up now, we might get done in about 20 minutes.
Oh, no, we only take about 10 minutes to close out normally. That and the stinger end thing takes about 10 or 5. No.
Whatever.
But
we want to be able to upload to our website.
There we go.
Wait.
Did you just shit yourself?
I think so.
No, I just started randomly giggling because I had this big picture in my mind of Nick just walking back from the coral reef with this big thing of coral in his hand.
I wanted to, but the area that we were in, we weren't allowed to take anything back from.
But I could still see you like having some of it like tossed in like your shorts or something, and just.
Yeah, I definitely debated doing that.
Well, the easy argument is, hi, I'm American.
They made sure to tell us like 10 times before we even got off the catamaran that we weren't allowed to take anything back.
No, I meant the putting it in your pants, and then if anyone questions, just so I'm American.
Yeah, that's a good excuse for everything.
You know, Americans are bigger, or...
I don't know.
We're dumber.
I know Japan's smaller.
You're pretty much there. Comment there.
I assume... I don't know. I've never seen an Australian naked.
Please, send us all the stereotypes that you can possibly think of for Australians, and I'll confirm or deny them.
Speaking of stereotypes...
Yes.
Plugs! Wait, sorry.
Me, Tim, and Poe are currently in progress of making the Black Star Wars.
Koshizi.
Indeed. So far, we have Bill Cosby as the Emperor, Samuel L. Jackson as Darth Vader, Burt Russell is playing Lando Calrissian. We need to change this one, but we have Jimi Hendrix doing something in the movie. I think he's Luke Skywalker.
Well, you gotta make him Han Solo.
That might be it.
He'd be a damn good Han Solo if he was still alive.
The pudding! They come to take my pudding! The damn rebels come to take my pudding!
I went to the Hard Rock Cafe in Sydney. You wanna know what it was like?
Hard Rock Cafe
in every city.
So shitty.
Yeah.
And food was bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had this really, really good ice cream cake because I went there after dinner. So I had a piece of ice cream cake that was really good, and I had a rum runner.
And it probably cost you about $25?
In total, yeah.
Oh, surprising.
Well, most of it was the drink, because I got a souvenir cup, and I bought like a $42 t-shirt for Leslie.
Well, that'll do it.
I had to get something for Leslie.
Well, of course, she gives you sex.
That, and she wasn't able to go to the Hard Rock Cafe.
And she gives you sex.
And you didn't get the $60 black opal necklace.
The $60? No. Anything black opal is automatically a grand. Period. Remember what I said? The thing that was that big was enough to buy a house.
So what was it, like microscopic little speck?
It wasn't microscopic little speck. It was like just enough that you could catch your eye on it. You know, it was... It was way more than I was willing to spend on anything.
Yeah, if you can't see it, it's not...
Oh, wait, no, the one that was enough to buy a house was actually, like, an inch by a half an inch big. But, anyways.
Do-do-do-do-do.
So, yeah.
So, pants.
I'm so glad we have, you know, guests here.
Oh, yeah. We have guests today.
So much talking.
Well, you were talking about Aussieland.
You were rambling on and on and on about freaking Australia, man.
Yeah, you just went
on... Well, if you went to Australia, you'd ramble on about it, too.
If I went to Australia, it would have been with a tour group.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Tour group? They're just protecting you from all the things that are poisonous and want to eat you.
I went to the Venomous Museum there.
Just
protecting you
from Venomous what? Museum.
So...
Where everything is poisonous in one house.
And let me guess, it's all trying to eat you.
No, it was everything that was smaller than a snake. A snake and everything smaller.
Oh.
Well, that's half of Australia right there. Snakes.
Yeah.
And, you know, scorpions.
The only thing bigger than a snake that's trying to kill you and eat you is a croc.
Or another person.
Yeah.
There's probably more people than crocs.
Actually, people are really, really nice in Australia. Yeah. It's
not America.
Kind of like Canada?
Good point.
Two huge things that I'm going to get out right now about Australia. Everyone is a lot nicer than Americans. Okay, like, They're very helpful. They all speak, you know, in a non-condescending tone. It was very rare that I ever saw somebody that had, like, a glum look on their face. Like, even in the middle of Sydney. Because I did have time to, you know, walk around outside of the tour group.
Oh, it's just Bobo.
Yeah. Hey, Bobo, just so you know, we are recording.
Live. Kind of.
Sort of.
What are we recording?
Fick!
Hi! I'm Bobo!
Their podcast.
Who told you about Fick?
Slightly.
Maybe.
Well, this is it.
Well, by slightly, I mean I've heard you guys use the Norton name once or twice.
And he's loud.
Oh, well,
I mean, he's related to me. What do you expect?
So. Gah!
Ow!
Which is really sad because he's standing farther away from a mic than any of us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Microphone, just better.
He's literally standing about 10 feet away.
We're getting an echo again. No, that's not 10 feet, maybe 5.
And he's louder than this.
No, because when I lay down, I'm 6'1", so he's about, like, 8.
No.
It looks like you were about to perform fellatio on the mic when you did that. Now you are. No.
My poor microphone.
I'm not going to be able to use this mic anymore.
So what is this? Fick.
Fick.
Fucked if I know.
Oh, that.
Come on, we
can't tell you what it is. We don't know.
Come on, we got 10 minutes left. Input, Bob.
This is Australia.
Face. Ooh.
Yeah, the name of the show.
Why are you rubbing me like that? Ah, shit.
Anyway,
that's why.
The second thing, people in Australia won't talk to you if there's no one. If like you're just standing there, like in America, when you're just standing there, you know, you always have an awkward. The silence is always awkward, and somebody always feels the need to talk. Well, when you're standing there, and no one's talking, and, like, there's an Australian next to you or whatever, you know, it might be an awkward silence, but no one will just randomly start talking to you because there's an awkward silence. Which, actually, I really like, because it takes the obligation of having to talk to random people that you don't really want to talk to anyways away.
Faboose.
So, like, when you're riding in an elevator... Oh, I hate talking to people in elevators.
I don't.
Because they're like, yeah, how's the weather?
No, not even
that.
Have
you looked outside, jackass?
Yeah, that's what I want to say to them, but I am too nice of a person to say that to them.
Well, fortunately, I'm a jackass, and I get to do all those things that you don't want to. Or are too nice to.
I'm hungry.
Ooh,
where do you want to eat after this? Let's talk about where we're going to eat on the podcast.
Okay. Okay, I know this one's
not... Because that's going to make them all hungry. Go get popcorn.
Steak and shake.
No.
Steak and shake.
Oh, we have to edit that out now.
Okay, I'm in very much... Though everyone sleeps there, all the management, everyone...
Now we have to edit it out.
Shoot.
Why do we have to edit that out? We're not allowed to do any slander. True or not, we're not allowed to slander.
I was going to say...
I was just saying the name of a company.
We don't want to get sued.
Telling the truth is not slander.
Yeah.
I have seen
people sleep there.
But we can't make any broad assumptions about it, too. Mostly because of the fact that Steak and Shake isn't just... You know, that Steak and Shake isn't just the only one in the world, either. Because if we say the management sucks, that could mean, you know, that the management sucks all the way to the top. It could mean a vast number of things...
There we go. Now we're filling time by saying what we can't say.
Yes!
I'm pretty sure this entire part's getting deleted.
No.
No.
It's Doug. He's too lazy to do that.
What's the actual chances of someone that works at Steak and Shake or a higher up at Steak and Shake hearing this and then suing us over it?
Pie.
Enough. I don't want to.
Do you really think managers from Steak and Shake listen to this?
Okay. We're going to make Bart a manager.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, then it happens.
Yeah, we don't want Bart suing us.
Yeah.
Bart would sue us for fireworks.
Small claims court.
Anyways.
Pants. Besides, we don't have those types of fireworks. Fireworks are illegal in Michigan. Michigan fucking sucks.
That's why you need to make a run.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, you need to make a run to
it. Thus we set it on fire.
That's a lot of fire.
But he does make a convincing point.
So?
Okay, I'm sold. What? I was just stereo. I was. Fuck, I hate talking. I was Doug's just cheap. Confirming your theory on a convincing argument.
Wow, that took so much effort to say without fucking up, didn't it?
Yes.
Awesome.
I know. Alright, well, we're going to do.
How many fucks are we allowed? Before we hit
cap
R rating?
Fuck, 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 fuck. There, we've already blown it.
Oh, that's sweet. Right. We're only allowed one fuck if
two,
we want PG-13.
I think. I heard. I've been told two fucks and a PG-13. But we don't need to discuss this again because we've discussed it at least two other episodes.
Oh, that's disgusting. We're discussing.
Fucking disgusting.
My baloney.
No.
No. Don't even start.
Oh, I wanna
not even
it.
With that smile on the face.
Well, you everyone has it stuck in their head.
I win.
No, just Bob.
No, I have it stuck in my head, too.
Lund, you're the only one safe.
My baloney.
Except for me, because...
Our listeners are going to start singing it. Wait, let's just give our listeners some time to actually say it out loud, starting right now.
Fuck that game.
Oh, we only got through the first part.
Fuck
my
them.
Baloney has a first
the brain
name.
Thinks H-O-M-E-R. Four times faster than you can speak.
My baloney what? Has a second name.
It's...
O-S-T-O-E-M-R.
Shut up!
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah!
No, the brain thinks four times faster than you could possibly speak. Therefore, they could have very possibly gotten through that entire song.
I don't know. Have you ever heard a Spanish person speak?
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Yay! I'm alienating our Hispanic audience!
What?
What?
Who?
I wasn't saying anything about Mexicans.
No, we're not going to make
in fact,
those.
They take long siestas.
Well, I'm sad
every
that I missed
day,
some of these topics.
Because they're lazy?
What?
I'm sad that I missed some of these topics.
You should be.
Wait, I thought you said you only wrote down Australia.
And pictures.
And the other things we talked about that didn't include Australia...
Yeah, he's
like
got
Denny's.
List.
We talked about Denny's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cartoons?
No, remember when me and Lund went to Denny's the other day?
I thought
in
that
the
was
week?
Before we were recording.
No.
No,
that
was again.
That was during.
So anyway, we need to close out. So we're going to start
really
with...
I can't remember things.
Yeah, you were talking about Australia for so long.
I remember the things happened. I just don't remember when they happened.
I
think he wants us to close up or start so we can go off and get some chow after this.
Which is exactly why, Nick, you were so stuck on the belief that you left on a Monday.
Pretty
I did
much.
Leave on a Monday!
No.
No, it took me 2 days, or 3 days to get down
no,
there.
Actually, he did leave on a Monday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because you hung out with your dad on Monday.
Yeah, you hung out with your dad on Monday and you were doing something the entire day because I remember I had to work that day, so you said come on by and I never did.
That's right, I did hang out with you on Monday. I think you left on Tuesday.
You had to have left on a Tuesday for the simple fact.
Monday, July 10th. Departure.
You have a schedule?
Yes.
Did you actually go by
those
the schedule?
Those might be... Yes. That's
what... No, July 10th was a Monday, but...
Oh, whatever, it's a Monday.
Oh,
who cares?
I don't know, the last time I heard this story, it was a Tuesday to a Thursday. So.
Wednesday!
Yeah, looking at time, I think we need to, like,
That's a point of
we can go over an hour.
Oh, we can?
This
okay.
Is the ticket, too.
We can go as long as we 10th. Want. We just aim for an hour. And I'm going to wait a day or two and maybe see if we get voicemails. But, yeah. So, Oh, Babo, you know what? You're useful.
This is a photocopy of everything I took on my trip.
Shh.
I need that.
Can I throw something at Nick?
I should burn this.
You should.
Nick. Burn, baby,
no.
Burn.
Don't touch.
Disco Inferno. We have a voicemail. Babo's going to read us a phone, little phone number. Ignore the backside.
I don't remember enough Japanese to say it in Japanese.
Okay. Phone number.
206-203-3445.
I've read that before, though.
We're doing it again at the end.
Oh, okay.
It's a reminder. Second of all, we have our website.
Oh, I'm supposed to say the website now?
I'm going to make
Pants
you.
A lot, apparently.
Our website is FIIK.PODMO.
Don't do that! One's trying to lick my eyeball.
Again!
Anyways, it's FIIK.PODOMATICS.com.
And he's only saying it because he can't remember how to spell it.
Well, I don't want to give the wrong spelling. I know how to spell it when I'm typing it.
Good job.
I can type it like, but typing and actually spelling are two different things.
What about setting it on fire?
I see that. But, and we also, of course, have our email address at FIIKpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, I don't get to say that anymore?
Maybe.
Nope. You've been demoted.
I think it's a promotion.
I've apparently been
maybe
promoted.
Learned something else, so it's a time to start cycling him through them.
Oh.
Then he learns, and all those good things.
Is that a duel of me?
Which is, of course...
A one?
Yes.
FIIK... PODCAST. No.
It's probably of his D&D character, Maza.
Dot. Wait, what? I've already sent the email once. FIIKpodcast@gmail.com.
At Gmail?
I just.
I Gmail.
It
was
Gmail. Gmail.
G.
G
is in Goy?
No, I think G.
G as in goddamn fucker.
Well, that was good. So, Steak and Shake?
We're not talking about food yet. We have to end it.
I'm hungry, though.
Wait, we need an exit theme music now. Mm-hmm. If we're having theme music, we need exit theme music. I think Doug's trying to get me to shut up, but he's not going to get me to shut up.
Fuck It If I Know was brought to you by the letter Fuck.
That's not a letter.
It is now.
It's a sweet letter.
Yes. You can use it everywhere.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Have you not tried?
I'm going to right now.
Okay.
And you should too.
Well, apparently it's a verb.
My poor hip.
Now, try to replace the word the...
Use the letter on my hip!
That's a very big
I need a towel!